Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Angie, I'm not happy about this. Actress and my personal hall pass and the love of my life outside of my wife, Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney, she has come out and apologised for having great breasts. She said, "I'm sorry that I have great breasts." Sweeney has been allegedly enjoying a carefree break in Mexico and has been sharing some bikini snaps on Instagram. I wouldn't know.
What part of that is alleged?
Well, because
that
I
she
don't,
was there or she was enjoying
well,
it?
Because I haven't done any research.
Okay, so you haven't seen any
no,
of it?
No, I haven't seen
so
any.
So it's all alleged?
It's all alleged unless I've seen it.
No, I won't.
And if it looks like I've liked it, I haven't. That's... my fake account.
Well, look, I have never seen a photo of Sydney Sweeney.
I've never seen a photo.
But I have met Sydney Sweeney.
Yes. Did you meet her?
Yeah, I tried to FaceTime Nath because it has always been Nath's hall pass. He did not answer. No. He was actually hanging out with Shawnee B from the Pulse.
From the Pulse, because I thought you were drunk at the footy, which you were.
Which, more than one thing could be true.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd gone to the football, the AFL Sydney Swans game with a mate of mine, Joel. I was drunk, but I had also met Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, both could be true.
Both could be true. I hung out with her for about 15, 20 minutes.
And what was that awesome pickup line you used with her?
I said, "Look at you. Your name's Sydney, and you're in Sydney."
And that is why she'll never come on this show.
Did I mention I was drunk?
Now, last week, a veteran... So this is why this has all happened. Last week, a veteran film producer, Carol Baum, or Baum, however you say it. Of course, her name's Carol. She's come out and she criticised the blonde bombshell's look, right? So paid out how she looked and then also said she can't act. Baum said, "Explain this girl to me. She's not pretty. She can't act. Why is she so hot? How dare you, Carol?"
Who's this person?
This is a film producer. Apparently, she's done some big films. Carol.
Big films.
Yeah, big films.
Such a Carol.
Like, Carol, stay at, like, go away, Carol. Get out of here, Carol. Sydney Sweeney has then replied on Instagram by posting a picture of her wearing a top that just says, "I have great tits." What a response. Allegedly.
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 I've never seen a photo of Sydney
Carol,
Sweeney.
How dare you, Carol?
I know.
God damn you, Carol.
Just having a go at, you know, someone's not nice.
Just, Carol, stay in your own lane.
Yeah, but, and you know what, though? If you do have that opinion, keep it yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
As my mother always said, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything
at all. As my mother always said, scroll, don't troll.
Your mother.
Yeah, well, here's what I want to do right now, because I think Sydney Sweeney's response was very good. It was an apology without being an apology.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So sorry for having
one of those sort of like, addressed it without addressing it.
Now, here's what I want to do now. 131060, Australia, jump on the phones and tell us what you're not sorry for. What are you not sorry for? 131060, I'm calling this Jimmy and Nace anti-apologies.
It's Jimmy and Ace.
Australia, what are you not sorry for?
Anti-apologies.
I believe in you.
131060, whatever it is, what are you not sorry for? Maybe it's something that you did, something you achieved, something you're good at, something you said, but you are not sorry for it.
No.
It doesn't have to be something bad. It could be something good. Maybe you got a new haircut. And you know, I'm not sorry for my new haircut.
I'll kick things off, Nate.
Oh, that'd be great.
Hey, Australia, it's here. Jimmy here from the Jimmy Nash Show. Sure. And I am not sorry for being this funny.
There you go. Not sorry at all. Hey, it's Nath here.
Yep.
Nath here from the Jimmy and Nath Show.
Hey, Nath, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for asking. I am not sorry for being this funny. And I'm also not sorry for just repeating what Jimmy said.
Some of the funniest jokes are just said on repeat, but louder.
And louder. Louder so you more people can hear it.
You should apologise for not being not loud.
Oh, and I'm also going to apologise for whatever you just said. It sounded like a Pink song. I'll never not be not loud again.
You know what? I'm going to apologise. I'm not going to apologise. For ordering McDonald's every weekend at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I am not going to apologise for being out at 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm not sorry for it.
I'm not going to apologise for my nugget sweet sour sauce.
No. And I'm not going to apologise for them getting in contact when they forget the sweet and sour sauce and driving all the way back 20 minutes to the McDonald's just to get some sauce. I'm not sorry for that.
This one's a little controversial.
Sure.
But I'm not going to say sorry for not picking up a dog's poo.
I'm also not. I don't have a dog. I'm not going to apologise
for stealing your dog.
For picking up my 13, 10, 16.
I don't always do that.
for sometimes.
No, you do, mate. Don't lie. We're all friends here.
All right, no apology.
131060, what are you not sorry for? It can be absolutely anything. Anti-apologies. Hello, Steph.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What aren't you apologetic for, Steph?
I am not sorry for watching the same TV show instead of finding a new one.
Good on you, Steph. What show is it?
There's actually three I switch between. Grey's Anatomy, Orange is the New Black, and Shameless.
All great shows.
Yeah, they are. And why would I find a new one when I know I like that one?
Exactly. Yeah,
how many times do you think you've watched each one, Steph?
Grey's Anatomy, I know I've watched 6 times, and there's 17 seasons.
It's a good effort.
Orange is the New Black, I'm on the 3rd time, and Shameless, I'd probably 3 or 4.
But here's the thing. I mean, Steph, like, you feel comfortable watching those shows. You know the characters. You know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
I still cry every time someone dies. Like, it's like I'm watching it again. I didn't say who.
Yeah, that's true. What's Shameless?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I don't know what that is.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
What's Shameless?
You're joking, like, Frank Gallagher. Really? Like, American... Ghetto, like...
No, never heard of it. Family. Have you heard of it, Dave?
Oh hey?
Have you heard of it?
Oh!
Don't leave me, Eddie.
It's one of my favourites, and I'm not sorry about it.
Well, I'll do it. No, because if you recommend it, Steph, we'll check it out.
US, not UK. UK sucks.
Oh, there's two versions of it.
Yeah, like The Office.
Watch the US version. The UK one is terrible.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Go and watch it. Go to Steph's house tonight and go and watch it.
She said deal, by the way. And offer my services.
Stephen, what are you not sorry for?
Wearing shorts all throughout winter.
Yeah. Good on you, Steve. That is us
You wouldn't happen to be from Tasmania, would you, Steve?
No, I live in Melbourne.
Same thing.
No, because it's even better. The further down you go, the colder it is.
It's cold,
but
it's fine.
No, keep your shorts on.
If I live in Tasmania, I just would wear shorts anyway because my legs look good, so why not?
Good on you, Stephen. And Steve, you're not sorry for having good-looking legs, are you?
Absolutely not. Why would you?
He's got the getaway sticks out all the time, big Stephen.
Do you train legs, Stephen?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah, see, there's no... You can't... But if you're going to put all that effort in, you can't cover them up.
Don't keep a Ferrari in
the basement.
No, I think it's a Van Gogh in a basement.
You wouldn't put a hat on a fresh car.
You wouldn't, would you, Stephen?
No, probably not. I would never have that sort of car, but you never know.
You wouldn't put... You don't need it, mate, because those legs are powerful enough.
Yeah, you got the getaway sticks out.
Good on you, Steve. Jacinta, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What are you not sorry for? What's your anti-apology?
I am not sorry for stealing the microphone of the lead singer of my cousin's wedding band to sing Love Story for them because they weren't doing it justice.
Same.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Jim, the Olympics, of course, only around the corner. Very exciting time. For our Aussie swimmers, of course, we dominate in the pool. Each and every year we dominate. And currently, they're all trying to qualify. They're all trying to qualify to get over to Paris for the Olympic Games happening very soon, only weeks away.
Yes.
And because we've got such gun swimmers, Aussie records are being smashed left, right and centre. Happens every year. Mm. But in particular, there's one Aussie swimming legend who's had a lot of records broken. Recently, Steph Rice. Unfortunately, she's had a few records broken. She's lost the records.
I was gonna say she's broken them.
No, she's come back and she's gone. Hey, I still got it. Bang. Do you want to go to the Olympics? Nah, had enough. Kayla McEwen, who's one of our golden girls. Everyone absolutely loves her. I think she's backstroke queen. But in particular, she's red hot. She's recently smashed two of Steph Rice's long-standing records in the 200 and 400 meter medley. Of course, Steph set both of those at the Beijing Olympics. So they've been long-standing records since, what was that, 2008? So massive well done to Kayla McEwen.
Hey, that's what records are there for. They're there to be broken.
They are there to be broken.
Like rules.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. A lot of people are now feeling bad for Steph, who's had two very long-standing records
broken. That's what happens, mate. They always get broken.
I know. Steph hasn't actually said anything, but a lot of people are going, oh, I feel bad for her. Mm. She's had her records broken. McEwen has 5 Aussie swimming records, including 3 backstroke records and 2 medley records. How good's that?
Yeah.
5 records, Australian records. I feel like it's never a good feeling when one of your records gets broken. I don't know how many records you've had.
Is that a feeling you have?
Well, because only a few months ago, when I was going back to where mum and dad live, right, where I grew up, I found out because my cousins go to the primary school that I used to go to, my 100 metre in year 5, 100 metre and my shot put record both broken last year. And they've been long-standing for how long's that? 20 years.
20 years.
20 years, and they have only recently been broken. And I was devastated.
Were they recently broken, or you only recently found out?
I might have only recently found out. That could happen the year after. Yeah, all I know is I don't have them anymore.
Do you go back yearly? Hey, guys. Records still? Yep.
I did it. I broke the records in 90. No, not 90.
Not 90.
It would have been three. 2000.
Big baby.
I think it was like 2004. Yeah, 2004. I think I broke the 100 meter record.
Yeah.
However old
How
I was,
old?
10.
Under 10s. 10.
Under 10s. Yeah. Broke the records. And now they're not there anymore. Yeah. Again, they could have been broken the year after. I don't know. All I know is I said, hey, look at bloody Uncle Nath. Is there still with the records? They're like, no, he's not.
No. Wait, so, who are you saying that to?
My cousins. Who told me.
Sorry.
Technically, I'm not their uncle. I'm their cousin.
I was about to say. I mean, your sisters had kids that I didn't know about?
Big cousin Nate. Yeah, he's absolutely nailing it. So I want to ask the question now, because it wasn't a good feeling. Now,
no,
I know Steph,
I can imagine
Steph hasn't said anything, but I'm sure she's excited for the records being broken. But I'm sure a little bit of it was like,
Yeah, no.
Because all these comments are like she's been etched out of history. Well, the record books.
They don't just
Which is
delete,
kind of how I feel.
Delete footage, delete
no,
vision.
No, it's kind of how
no,
I feel.
I don't think they had footage and vision
no,
of you
did.
In the
Laguna Street Public School. They did. It was did.
Mick was out of the camcorder. Go, son, go!
So now, because I feel for Steph Rice, because I put myself in her swimming tops.
Nathan Roy and Steph Rice are basically the same
I feel
person.
Exactly the same. Yeah, I know what it's like to have not one but two records broken. And I want to ask the question right now. 13, 10, 60, whatever record it was, who broke your record?
Yo, it's another Bones original. Did you have the record in the running comp, drinking comp? Did you get it at school, at home? Did you let that motherfucker beat your record? Give us a call and pick up the phone.
Just because you're off next week doesn't mean you can slide in MF.
And also, the boss can still send you an email from the UK, mate. So just in there, potty mouth Bones. 13 10 60, jump on the phones. Who broke your record? Whatever record it was. All right, let's go to Jen. Hello, Jen.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, Jen. Who broke your record?
I actually don't know who broke it, but it was a record that was standing for like 27 years, and I actually didn't even know I was in that record, but I was called to find out who else was in it. It was a swimming medley, and I did the breaststroke.
You did the breaststroke, and as a team, you had a record for 27
years.
Was this at school, Jen?
Yeah, it was at high school. So I was about 15, I think.
How did you find out it was broken?
Because my sister-in-law, whose son went to the school, the same school, called me to ask who else was in the relay team.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah.
And how did you feel knowing that 27-year record was broken?
I didn't know I had the record, so I was super excited. But, yeah, it was
all sad. All sad. You found out you had it and lost it in the same phone call.
No, I know.
It's real
so
roller coaster.
Yeah, it is.
You've got the record.
What? That's great.
You've lost it.
Oh, don't have it anymore. All right. Christy, hello.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Oh, it's just good to hear another voice that's not ours, Christy. Really nice. Christy.
God forbid you'd have to look at me and speak.
I know. It's not what it used to be anymore, is it? Yeah.
You don't look at me during.
I can't even. No, I turn the lights off a lot of the time. We're sitting in darkness. Christy, who broke your record? What was the record?
So for about 2 years, I had a record for like a beer snorkel. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Explain,
but like,
we know what it is, Christy, but explain it for the layman terms out there.
It's like an attachment that goes in like a beer bottle, and it just helps you scull beers a lot faster. And we had, like me and my friends had one with a timer on it, and I always got the quickest time, and it was about just over a second or something.
Oh, so good.
Thank you. Mm. And then I went to a party about 2 weeks ago, and this like 16-year-old underage boy ended up getting in somehow and beat my record and got 0.9 of a second.
Obviously, he was having orange juice though, yes?
Water,
Christy?
It was just water.
Well, it's easier with water.
That's the thing. I still say your record's well intact.
I reckon your record is definitely intact. Christy, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah, your record's intact.
It's fine. It's fine. It's obviously much easier to scull water.
Of course it is. Weirdly, producer Jared asked me to scull water early today. That's not even a joke. I don't know. It must be something that he's into. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Yeah, we're good, brother. Congratulations on beating Christy's record. That was really...
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Speaking of the kids, Taylor Swift.
She's not really a kid. She's,
no, but the kids love Taylor Swift.
Isn't she your age?
Yeah,
1989.
Me and 1989.
Mate. Let's compare careers.
Mine is on the come up.
It is, yep.
Mm-hmm. She's doing okay.
Yeah, well, sorry. I mean, she, only one you, direction you for her. Yeah,
not, well, no, well, she dated Harry, but not all of them.
Zayn's single again.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, what did you accidentally like, post, or comment? Now, if you did miss it, I don't know how, Taylor Swift released a new album on Friday.
Double drop.
Yeah, double drop. Mm. It turned out to be an album in an album.
31.
Like one of those babushka dolls.
It was, like one of the Russian dolls. Yeah.
What? There's another album.
More.
Well, she's been nabbed pulling the chaotic like and unlike on an Instagram photo or a dump that included a photo ranking her past boyfriends.
Oh, no.
Yes. The photo was posted by Beaches Media.
One of my favorite
media. That's B-E-T-C-H-E-S Media. That was parodying Abby Lee Miller. She's the Dance Mums mum.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Infamous pyramid ranking system from the TV show Dance Mums.
She went to jail, didn't she, Abby Lee Miller?
Ah, oh, we've all done some jail
Who
time.
Who hasn't been
in the clink?
What? That was the sound of the tap dancing too, wasn't it?
So I've got the meme in front of me in question. So it was people saw it. It was screenshotted.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, the official Taylor Swift account,
okay,
liked this.
What a star
thing. So we've got the ranking here. If you'd like them, that
yeah,
she
I'd
liked.
Love, I'd love the ranking.
So at the top, Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Obviously. Okay. Well, maybe that's why. Is it because Triple E's the current?
True's
so,
current,
yeah,
yeah. And from the past, the next is the middle rung.
Sure. Yeah.
So these are all on the same.
It's like a flow chart.
Yeah. These are the next same level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor Lautner.
Uh-huh.
The wolf from Breaking Bad.
Oh. Not Breaking Bad. Twilight.
That's
no wolf in Breaking Bad.
See Breaking Bad.
There's got, no wolf. They're drug dealers.
Tom Hiddleston, the kid from Harry Potter.
No, that's not it.
Who's that?
It's Draco Malfoy you're thinking of. Tom Hiddleston is Loki.
Loki.
Yeah.
Loki. He's second on the list. And then Harry Styles, one of the One Directors. So they're all together.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor, Tom, and Harry. And then at the bottom, we have Calvin Harris.
Oh, poor old Calvin.
Yeah. Joe Alwyn.
Oh, yeah.
The long-term one. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal. Give her back scarf or sweater or
I forgot
hat or whatever that was.
That they dated.
And yeah. Matty Healy. Not a lot of Matty people Healy. Liked Matty Healy.
What about
1975.
Old mate who, the singer, John Mayer.
Didn't make them. Well, not this one. She's dated a few.
Dear John, yeah. You've got the whole
thing.
So it's not a complete list.
There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
yeah,
8 spots.
You could do a swipey, though.
Well, there was a swipe.
I don't want to tell the beaches what to do.
Yes, we can tell the beaches what to do.
Can't do the beaches what
it's
to
not
do.
The beaches. She liked it, unliked it. There was photo proof
okay,
of it.
Sure.
So she's endorsed it. That's the official ranking of Taylor Swift's ex-partners. But I want to know, 131060, what did you accidentally like, post, or comment?
We've all done it before.
I've invited someone in the studio, a good friend of ours, Shawnee B.
Shawnee B, host of the poll.
Hello.
Shawnee B, is anyone that comes to your mind that may have accidentally liked
a photo?
You
know what? When you brought me in for this, I knew we were thinking the exact same thing, Jimmy.
I'll be honest, I was thinking it. And then when he walked in, I was like, oh, they're going to do it. They're going to talk about it.
So last week, I gave my phone to Nath. We were on a page. We're looking at someone's page.
We're looking at a page.
Yeah, looking at a page. And I said, and he said, can I have a look? And I said, whatever you do, don't like anything.
Because yeah, it was all, we all know who these people are.
Yeah.
This person slash people are.
Like, don't like anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't see what's going on my phone, but Jimmy could. Anyway.
I wasn't touching it. Nath had it. Nath had it in his hand.
Nath hands his phone back to me.
Yeah.
And Jimmy goes, Nath, you just liked that post. He goes, no, I didn't. You know, you did. And then he gets out of the app. And then Jimmy goes, you did. I saw exactly what photo. Goes into the account, scrolls down, finds a photo, and you did bloody like it.
Oh, Jesus.
For God's sake, like.
You know why? It's because I'm like mum, and I'm bloody zooming in, and the fat fingers.
It was fat fingers.
You liked it as you were swiping out of the app, but your fingers are so fat.
Well, it's because I'm so used to looking at it on my iPad. So.
It would be
well, it's much bigger on my
and then
iPad.
You were so out of it. You were like, I didn't like it.
I didn't
like it.
Oh, mate. And I'm lucky you saw it, Jimmy, because I would just be sitting there.
Yeah.
And it was deep. He'd scroll back.
Yeah, look at Shawnee B having a bloody stalk. And it's you. You just wanted to look on my account.
Tanya, hello.
Hello.
Tanya, did you accidentally like, post, or comment on something?
I accidentally liked something.
What was it?
What was it?
So I was on my ex-boyfriend's Messenger as he was on Messenger because I thought he was cheating. And he was sure enough messaging some random chick, organizing a hookup, and I accidentally bumped the like button as he's on there. I'm like, oh no.
So you were together at the time, Tanya?
Yeah, we were together for about 8 or 9 years.
So he's on Messenger on his phone. You've logged in on your phone.
On the same Messenger.
Right next to him. Right. I was sitting right next to him at the dinner table.
Oh.
You should have started writing real cook stuff, like you went to anime porn.
I wish I had now.
Well, he was already writing that.
Thank you, Tanya. That makes me feel better. Emily, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Em. Did you accidentally like, comment, or...
What was the other one? Like, comment, subscribe.
You accidentally subscribed to someone?
Someone's YouTube channel? What happened to Em?
I accidentally commented on a post that I had wrote a comment back to my boss at the time, added me on Facebook, and wrote a really embarrassing post. I'm in the medical field. Okay. And I was sending a screenshot of it to my girlfriend, and I commented on it like what I was imagining I should comment back. Some horrible words, may I say. And instead of screenshotting it and sending it to my friends, I accidentally posted the comment and she got the comment.
Is it not radio safe?
I can't say too much on the radio, but it was pretty much that she's a terrible human and terrible at her job and maybe thinking nursing shouldn't maybe be her career focus.
So you've typed this out as like, not to post it, but just screenshot it. Imagine if I commented this.
Yeah, I commented that.
What happened? What did you get fired?
I'm pretty sure we both pretended it didn't happen because it never got brought up again, thankfully. But she definitely would have seen it.
You should have written on the post. I bet she's in anime porn. Or
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, when I was down at 13 1060, how did you get out of the ticket?
It's always a good one, isn't
it? The fine, maybe it's parking, speeding or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is after Zendaya, your celebrity
one off. I've got two celebrity hall passes. We spoke about Sydney Sweeney at the start of the show. And now we're talking about Zendaya. This is a big day for me.
You all right?
Can't wait to get home and see the wife.
She appeared on Jimmy Kimmel to promote her new movie, Challenges. And she was asked by Jimmy Kimmel whether she had ever been pulled over for speeding.
We were going a little fast. We were running late. They recognized that he was Spider-Man. And we were fine. We got a warning. And everything was okay.
Wow.
So she's in the car with Tom Holland, her partner, who plays Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And the police saw Spider-Man in the car. Yep. And went, oh. Well, on your way to fight crime?
They couldn't find him because all the web was in their eyes. He's just gone, like, He's got one of those fake webs on his hand.
He's not really Spider-Man.
No,
mate.
He's
an actor.
Bro. He is.
He's English.
That's a documentary, that show.
It's not a documentary.
It is.
So, yeah, they saw Spider-Man. They were okay with it.
Celebs would get away with it all the time, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember there was, not Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I think it was Kit Harington. It was one of the Game of Thrones people and got pulled over for speeding. And he's like, oh, you're Jon Snow. And he goes, if you let me off, I'll tell you how it ends. And
so
he did.
Good.
He told him how it ends.
Yeah.
He's like, you just can't tell anyone.
But did you hear what the cop said?
No.
You know nothing.
And here's your fine. I've always just taken it.
No, I've got it. I think I've told you this before. Mm. I was pulled over. It was back when I was at uni, so about 8 years ago or something. And I was pulled over because I was on the side of the road, but my engine was on and I was looking at Google Maps on my phone, right?
Yeah.
So because the car was on, it was technically being on your phone. And I was putting out here, and I was like, oh no. Anyway, all these constables got out of the car. It was packed. It was like a clown car of police. They all got out and they must have been in training. And like four of them came around. They're like, you realize what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh God, I'm in for it here because it's a big fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, then they go back with my license. Another guy comes back who's clearly in charge, the sergeant.
Yeah.
I went to school with him.
You school with the sergeant?
I went to school with the sergeant. And then he just handed me my license back and he goes, don't do it again, Nate. Get out of here.
He said, I know you're Jimmy.
I said, infidi scientium. To faith that knowledge. That's our slogan. Coat of arms.
I might just leave the show now. I can't believe you just did Latin on the show of your school's motto.
We don't do enough Latin on the show.
Such a wank.
Ain't got me out of a fine.
13 10 60. Give us a call. How did you get out of the ticket? Well, maybe you didn't get out of it.
Tristan, hello.
Lads, how we going?
Good, mate. How'd you get out of the ticket, or how'd you try?
Yeah, well, I got pulled over for my card being unroadworthy. I had bald tyres at the time. And the copper come to the window and seen I had some flowers sitting on the passenger seat for my misso. When I got home, he goes, look, if I can take them to give to my misso on her anniversary, he goes, I'll let you off. Go get your tyres changed.
No way. Actually, and did you do that? You gave him the flowers?
Yeah, I gave him the flowers. Went and picked up another set of flowers from the supermarket on the way home.
That's great. I mean, so
that's,
he was
a lot
like,
cheaper than, you know, two sets of flowers is cheaper than a fine.
Well, it depends what flowers they were. Sometimes the flowers can be expensive.
No, I mean, Tristan, how much you spend on the flowers, you reckon?
Oh, 25, 30 bucks for a bunch.
Yeah, see?
Okay. And now let's pretend your missus isn't listening.
Let's pretend.
Thanks, Tristan. Liana, hi.
Hi.
How'd you get out of the ticket?
Well, it was actually, I was driving my mum's car. I was 18 on my P's. And I got pulled over for an unregistered vehicle and I acted all naive and was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know, it's my mum's car, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're like, yeah, sure, no worries, that's pretty good, I'll let you go. Make sure you pay the bill. I was like, no worries. A week later, I got pulled over again by Highway Patrol. We all know we don't like the Highway Patrol. And they got me and they wouldn't let me off. And not only did they go, no, you have to pay your bill, but they also had to... They took the car from me.
They took the car and left you left you on the highway.
Well, I had to be waited to be picked up. Oh. So a week before I was let go, and the week later they were like, nah, leave the car here, see you later.
Well, I mean, Liana, you should have.
I mean,
you got away with it. You got away with it.
I mean,
you did the, it's called doing it. Well, it's called doing it. We all know his name. Getting away with it and going back.
R.I.P.
Bryony, hello.
Hello.
How'd you get off the ticket?
Well, I didn't get off my ticket.
Did you try?
But I tried.
What happened?
I did an illegal U-turn right in front of a cop car because my nav man told me that I was to turn to do a U-turn there.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over. And the policeman came to my window and he told me I did an illegal U-turn and he went off and he was writing his fine out. And by the time he came back, I was in tears in my driver's seat. And the poor policeman just kneeled down by the window and said, you know, you don't lose any points or anything, but handed me the fine anyway.
Did you try and blame the nav man?
I did. And he said, no, sorry, you can't blame the nav man. The worst thing is that my dad's a policeman and has been my whole entire life. And I always thought that I'd be much cooler in front of a policeman, but turns out I wasn't at all.
The boys in blue, you thought you had your cool.
Yep.
Tears.
Nah, I didn't.
Sunglasses
went down and I was like, nah.
Do you want to play do you know my dad card?
No, because I was nowhere near where he was.
Oh,
do you know my dad?
I used that one when I was in high school, though.
And did that work?
Yeah, sometimes.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Oh.
No.
What? I just had that double shot espresso.
Quitting time. I thought it was a weird time. For you to have a double shot espresso.
I just thought I had a vibe that we're going to keep going. But I guess, you know, when the... Well, the hooter goes.
Well, when the hooter goes, we've got to get out of there. So, get the hooters. You know what I mean?
Is there even hooters in Australia?
Is there? Bruzo, is there a hooters around?
Why would she know, mate?
Oh, she's nodding.
I may have been.
You've been to
hooters? You used to work there.
Did you work at hooters?
I didn't work there, but I've eaten there.
What did Jared work there?
What did you want? Yeah. He was out the back.
Flatsville.
Washing dishes in Flatsville. What, Jared? What? You want to be work? You want to be front and centre, do you? Is that what you want?
Well,
get to the gym then, mate. work on those pectorals. Before we get out of here, show rating score out of 10. Jared, just look down.
you're
beautiful, Jared. You're beautiful.
Where it counts.
You're beautiful. Before we get out of here, show rating score out of 10. Bryony, welcome back. Hello.
Hello.
Have you been to Hooters before, Bryony?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I didn't know there was one in Australia.
Neither did
I. Neither.
Well, no. I didn't know that there was one there, and I didn't know that we had two team members who worked there.
Brooke out the front, Barrett out.
Barrett?
Is his name
That's
Barrett?
What they,
Barrett, because he's out the back.
Back
Jared.
Oh, Barrett. Back out, Barrett. Jesus Christ. What, did I have a double shot as well? Bronny, how much of the show have you heard tonight?
Not as much as I would have liked, because I haven't been out driving for that long.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
we fair. Are fun.
We are. Jared's you just are. Mouth, what the hell's wrong with you two? Shut up, Barrett. I'll send you back to Hooters.
Be washing dishes before you know it. Such an Bryony. Awkward kitty.
Bryony, what yes. do you want to just say, put us out of our misery? What do you want to give us out of 10, Bryony?
A 10 every time.
A 10 out of 10. Yeah, fair enough.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bryony.
Appreciate anything it. You want to say to Barrett?
Because Barrett's out there.
Good on you, Barrett. How are you?
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.